ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Now, each week on Get Inspired Radio, we're going to bring you guests that have overcome challenges, guests who will inspire you, and guests who are going to share tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. Now, you can connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And when you're at the website, make sure that you sign up for my free newsletter, because when you sign up for that free newsletter, you're going to receive 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. So again, that address is AskSueLondon.com. Now, if you're looking for inspirational reading, well, check out my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. You can purchase that through my website, AskSueLondon.com. The book's available in ebook and hard copy versions. Now, Chris, my friend.
Yes.
How are you tonight?
I'm always doing wonderful on Thursdays.
Oh, are you? And how come?
Because it's the Sue London Show every Thursday.
I knew that was coming. Well, that's so nice of you to say. I want to take a minute, and can you and I share what you and I are doing to help a very special friend of ours?
Absolutely.
Through the Netta Foundation?
Yes.
To share what we're doing with the Soar Above It All book, can you?
Absolutely. I know that you are donating a portion of the proceeds for the books that are sold. And I've got to tell you that we still have the books here at the radio station, and they generated quite a bit of interest, you know, just the books themselves. We had some people recovering from some very serious problems. One of them, alcoholism, if you remember some of the phone calls that we had.
Yeah.
So the books themselves are helping people. And then Sue went the extra step, and our own Mark Sullivan, who had an unfortunate, very unfortunate tragedy this spring, lost his daughter, who had autism and a certain type of epilepsy, where she actually had a seizure, and the seizure caused her to stop breathing, and she lost her life. And Mark has since that month, the month of May, set up the Netta Foundation to help parents and families of those who have, you know, these types of problems. And Sue very generously has decided to donate a portion of the proceeds of the books that you're selling to that cause, which everybody here at the radio station and in the community thinks is just so wonderful that you're doing, Sue.
Well, you know what? I think that's what it's all about. You know, we go through things in our life, and it's about, you know, we get our lives back and then, you know, pay it forward and help somebody else. Now, can you share the phone number? Because I was saying beforehand that, you know, everyone go to my website to purchase a book. But if they call in to the station, that's how we can keep track of, you know, the books that are going for the fundraiser. So what number should they call, Chris? Can you share that with everybody?
Yes, they can call 401-322-9091. And for all of our local listeners out here in this area, that's the number that we normally give out to the studio. So it's not a strange number. But for those of you on Transformation Talk Radio, you may want to jot that number down. It's 401-322-9091.
Okay, perfect. Now, if they call the toll-free number, like the 800 number we give out, does that go into the same number?
While the shows are on. In other words, if they were to call now while your show is on, I will get the call. But if the transformation shows are not on, they may go to Seattle, or they may go to wherever the show is happening.
Okay. Okay. So, folks, please call in and talk to Chris and one of our staff there and purchase one of the books, Soar Above It All. Help us help Mark Sullivan and the foundation, Netta Foundation, in memory of his little girl. It's really a touching story. And Chris, we didn't mention the money. What are they doing with the foundation? Tell everybody that, can you?
Yes, absolutely. The foundation is actually assisting those parents and families of children just like Netta. You know, there are all sorts of issues and problems and doctor's appointments and everything else that result, that happen as a result of, you know, this type of epilepsy or autism or, you know, a child with similar conditions. Uh-huh. And that's exactly where the money is going to. The money is going to help the parents, the families, the guardians of these uh-huh. children.
Yeah, it's really a great foundation. And I before we came on the show, folks, Chris and I were talking that we're going to look at some dates for me to go back down to Westerly, Rhode Island, and we'll do some more events and help to raise some more money for the Netta Foundation, because it is really a great cause, and I'm really proud to, you know, give my time and whatever else I can do to help them. So, yeah, I look forward to being with you again, my friend.
And I look forward to it as well, and so does the entire staff and the entire community, too.
Oh, great. Well, let me ask you something just to change the subject here. Have you got your Christmas shopping done yet?
Oh, Sue, you had to ask that question. I do have
yeah,
to say,
I did.
Last night my stepson, Adrian, and I, we went out and we went shopping, and Lena made it very easy. I said, Lena, can, you know, I want some things to be a surprise, but could you make a list? Now, I'm not trying to tell others to follow in those footsteps, but when somebody makes a list for you, it just helps out so much.
Well, I'm proud to tell you that everything is under our tree and wrapped, and it was well wrapped before we came down the beginning of December down to Rhode Island, and our dogs have not got into it. So I'm even more excited. But you know what I'm having the problem with? I am so excited what I got everybody. I can't wait for them to open it, and I'm having the hard time keeping the secret about it. That's my problem.
You keep a secret.
I know. So, but that's where I'm at, folks. So, yeah, don't be like Chris and don't be last minute. You know, get it done. You got a couple more days. Now, Chris, we've got a great show today, and I know that you're just going to love this one. We're talking today about holidays with your spirit companions, and my guest today is Joyce Hansen. Let me tell you a bit about Joyce. Joyce Hansen, she's an intuitive communicator who utilizes Archangel Michael as chairman of her board of directors at her PR business, Class Act Connections. Joyce describes her new book, Magical Encounters with Archangel Michael, how she receives intuitive messages from the angelic realm. Archangel Michael and other angels relay words and numbers to her, and deceased loved ones often communicate messages of support through Joyce for delivery to the son or daughter that she's currently working with. Joyce's messenger work focuses on individual life purpose with the intention of the person interpreting the messages and taking action as they feel guided. Now, you can learn about my special friend Joyce at her website, Class Acts Connections, classactconnections.com. So check her out, folks. You're going to love this. Now, before we get started, I just want to tell everyone you can call in and ask Joyce and I your questions today. That number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number, 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage of TransformationTalkRadio.com website. So without any further delay, let's get Joyce here on the show. Joyce, my friend, welcome.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you. And also thank you, Chris, for having me on your show.
Well, you're welcome and thank you.
So, Joyce, you've got quite a story. Before we get started about how you can connect with your spirit angels and your members, your loved ones, can you share with our listeners what brought you to the place where you are now?
Well, there are many stories that have brought me to this place. I would have to say one of the most prominent ones, Sue, has to deal with the death of my husband.
Yeah.
And a few days after he died, I had the word healer come right across my forehead. And this was new to me, to actually see words in visual format. And I went through a very challenging grief journey and was hospitalized 3 times, not being able to get on with my life. And there was a lady came in and helped me through painting a picture for me that got me to laugh. And from that, I knew as long as I could laugh that I was going to be okay. At that time, I didn't understand that one of Archangel Michael's signatures is he helps to make you laugh. And to this day, when I'm getting too serious, he'll help me to lighten up and tell me to let go and let God. So through that, I started to actually get into a lot of spiritual reading because I wasn't understanding how to get moving forward on my own. And my girlfriend helped me with that. And as I was starting to experiment with oracle cards, I started to see things beyond what I thought were angels. And that ended up being that I was communicating with her deceased mother.
Wow.
So I took it a step further and then started to work with Archangel Michael as I understood his energy and brought it into my public relations business and into the life purpose section of that. So now when I'm sitting with a client, I can both receive messages for them and also receive messages from their deceased loved ones. And we put it all together, and it's just amazing results.
Well, and I can tell our listeners firsthand, I've worked with Joyce, and she's phenomenal. And I can't talk highly enough about you, my friend. You've really helped me on my journey like I didn't see coming, you know? So,
oh, thank you. It's a pleasure working with you, Sue, as well. Yes. Yeah, we had lots of fun times and lots of laughs when we were branding you.
That's for sure. We've got to take a quick break. Folks, you're listening to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London and my special guest, Joyce Hansen. We're going to take that quick break, and when we come back, you're going to learn how to connect with your spirit companions. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back after this short message.
Inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Saskia Roel came to America with 5 children and 1 suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have my very special friend here today, Joyce Hansen, and we're talking about holidays with your spirit companions. Joyce, people are listening and they're like saying, what, huh? What spiritual companions? Tell everyone what that is, can you?
Sure, Sue. Spiritual companions, they often offer direct advice or instruction, and they have a lower vibration than angels who protect or inspire you or energize you. And they could be family members who have passed.
Okay.
So spirit companions could be you hear about guardian angels all of the time. The deceased loved ones could, in fact, be a guardian angel for you.
Say that again. A loved one passed over could be your guardian angel?
It's possible.
It is possible.
Oh, I'm sorry. Spirit guide. I always get those two mixed up. Actually, guardian angels have never walked as humans on Earth.
That's what I thought.
I always think them as spirit companions, but no, actually they're not.
Right. Now, Chris, you wanted to ask a question?
Yes. How is it, maybe I'm not asking this right, but is it possible to get in touch with one who has been recently lost?
Yes. Your spirits, deceased loved ones, are always close to you. And one of the easiest ways for you to feel it is to actually feel their energy beside you. And just to think of them, they're not there in physical form, but in some way they will let you know that they are there in spirit form. And a child may do that by placing a toy almost in front of you as you may be walking into a room to let you know that they're actually there. Or they may place one of their favorite blankets on the couch and let you know, and you'll feel a warmth. And that often is an acknowledgement that the child is with you.
Wow. Interesting, isn't it, Chris?
Now, is this only with children?
No. It's with all of your deceased loved ones. Often I find when I'm working with my clients, if it's a female of a client, often their mother will come through and let me know what their favorite flower was. And if it's a male deceased loved one, they often will come through and give me some sense of what it was that they did in their working career. And a child will come through often to me in a playful way, letting their parent know something about them when they were actually on Earth.
Wow. Wow.
Now, I was going to say, because a child is somewhat innocent and very, what I would say, is strong-willed, because they're very, very, you know, they're young and they've got a lot of energy, and, you know, the unfortunate, you know, thing happens when they pass away. Does that make a child's spirit a little more, you know, visible, so to speak? Maybe visible is not the right word, but a little more apparent than, you know, soul of someone who's passed on that's a bit older?
Yes, it is. Yes. And that's why their energy tends to be livelier as well, because they didn't have the time in their last current life that had some of the life lessons we learn as they go. They mostly have had mostly innocent experiences. Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Anything you wanted to ask about that, Chris? It's just amazing, isn't it? I know what. Go ahead. I can feel it.
No, it is. It is amazing. I mean, some of it. I mean, just talking about this, I know it's amazing. But we always have that little sense of, and not that I'm a doubting Thomas, but we always have that little sense of doubt, and there's always that logistic side of the brain that kicks in and tries to explain everything. and, you know, oh, well, I must have left that there and I forgot about it. Or, you know, it almost seems like there's like an inner conflict in my head. And I'm not sure if that's what happens with other people. And that's why this is not more widely talked about.
Yes, very much so, Chris. And I was like that a lot in the beginning, that I would go back and put some kind of logic to whatever happened. And then there would be a buildup of more synchronistic events that kept happening that I thought that couldn't be possible, you know, unless, and, you know, the spirit was there, an angel brought it in. So they start, the more you have faith and trust and be open to the angelic realm, the more that they will try to be in touch with you in a variety of ways, either through what you see, what you hear, what you feel, what you think, and then they'll tap into you in the ways that you receive messages easiest, and that's how they'll learn to connect with you, so that you understand the messages easier and faster. Yes, I love it in the animal world as well, and Sue knows this because she's an animal lover, and I am, and I'm always preparing for whenever I'm doing, wanting my mind to be very open, and I was down at the water this morning, and two things happened, and one, a dog immediately started wagging its tail, and spirits. Dogs just absolutely gravitate, and dog spirits come through as well, and just making you feel warm and loved and happy. And then I went on to another part of the lake, and there were 8 white swans, and it was a very spiritual message of actual grace and accepting what the angels have to offer to us, and to be grateful for what messages we get, whether we really like what they're saying to us at this time or not, but that we are grateful.
You know what happens for anyone who has animals, Joyce, you talked about the animals, and you and I do connect with our love with animals. I can sit and watch our 3 dogs, Molly, Gus, and Willie, and we'll be sitting, you know, maybe watching TV, or I'll be reading a book, and all of a sudden they'll get up and they'll start wagging their tail, and they'll go to the corner, and there's no one there. And my one dog will say, oh, these dogs are so stupid, you know? But I'll say, oh, no, they're just connecting. You know, they seen so-and-so. We have a lot of visitation from my mother-in-law. And they, you know, they'll wag their tail and go see her. Or what else will happen when we're in bed? We have a king-size bed, thank goodness, because our 3 dogs get up on the bed with us. So the 3 dogs on a bed, you know, that takes a lot of room up, right? And a husband. And what happens is the when Rocky comes to visit me, Rocky's, for those of you who don't know, he was a Shih Tzu that really got me through an awful lot in my life. He was my little angel, earth angel dog, and now he's always with me in spirit. And what happens is when Rocky comes, he used to sleep beside me on the right side of the bed, between me and the edge. And what happens when he comes, whatever dog is up there with me, they will move down and make room for him to be up there. So, you know, be aware. This is another example, right, Joyce, that, you know, you just have to be in the present moment and see how your animals are reacting. And they really are giving us a lot of signs around that. And, and Joyce, do you get cold when they come around you? Because that's what happens for me.
It can be. There's a variety of ways that I feel spirit, and a change in temperature in a room is one of the ways that I feel spirit.
Yeah.
Also, when Archangel Michael is around me, I feel an intense heat and huge presence around me. It's like his wings are just enfolding me. Animals are also, as you know, Sue, very good at going into a room and sensing when spirit is in a room.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. And our house is full, always full. Yes. And every time I'm doing a show, the room is freezing. I mean, I'm sitting here, I've got a sweatshirt on and I've got a sweater over that, and I'm still cold. And that's what happens for me. I get cold when I feel them. But now, is there anything that you want to share? I know we've got some listeners right now. It's a hard time of year, and some of them have lost their loved ones. What do you want to say to them? What can they do to feel, know and feel that they're not alone?
Well, one of the, there are many things that have helped me over the years, and one of them being that they're okay to be who they are and not feel obligated to partake in all the festivities that are going on in the season, and to take some time out with their own special celebration with their deceased loved ones.
Yeah.
And that may be some of the, one of the things that I do is there are special bulbs that go on the Christmas tree that meant something to my husband and myself. And I play special Christmas songs that I know that he liked and just make a special time with him. And
nice.
I think that's really important. And also to stay away from people who may not understand, that they may have negative comments, or perhaps they weren't fond of your deceased loved one and may inadvertently say something to hurt you.
Yes.
So it's a time to really nurture yourself and to go on walks and just talk to spirit and talk to angels and your deceased loved ones when you're out in nature as well. And that'll help you to get away from some of the chaos that sometimes goes on.
Yeah, and I can tell every one of you listening, you know, I've had challenges in my life, and when I connected with my angels, with my loved ones, with my dogs, all my pets, that really gave me strength to cope through some of the darkest days of my life. We got to take a break for a minute here, Joyce.
Okay.
And when we come back, I'm going to get Joyce to share more with you about how you can connect with your spirit companions. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this brief message.
Ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life. Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463, or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com That's cellularwisdom.com.
Sue London. I have Joyce Hansen here today, and we're talking about the holidays with your spirit companions. Now, before the break, we were talking about, you know, some people, you know, during the holidays may be alone and maybe they've lost a loved one. Before the break, Joyce, you were sharing, you know, spend that time alone and, you know, be with your loved one who's on the other side and honor them. What do you feel people need to do to prepare to connect with angels? Is there more that you want to add to that before we talk about it at the break?
Sure. To help people and to connect with their angels at any time of the year, Sue, is to first be willing and want to learn more about the angelic realm and to actually learn how to silence the chatter in their mind and to actually learn how to listen.
Yeah.
And once they're able to do that, then they can start to journal how they best receive information, whether it be that they can see visions or they hear, and start to experiment with their intuition. Uh-huh. And once they do that, then they'll be able to know whether when they ask or invoke angels to come and spend a visit with them, whether they're actually going to hear it or see things or how they may anticipate that. So it helps them to prepare for the wonderful experiences that they're going to have.
Now, when you're saying slow the chatter in your mind, you know me personally. we can share our little secret about me. My mind never stops, folks. I do meditation, but I know there's people out there that you say, yeah, right, I can slow the chatter in my mind. I know for myself, I've, you know, over the time and, you know, been able to do that, but what kind of ways would you suggest that people, you know, slow that chatter down?
One of the ways that I find most effective is exercise. Uh-huh. So I will sort of walk it out, and I will actually do get it all and talk it out of my mind as I'm walking, and then take a few deep breaths, and by the time I return, then I've been out in nature, and then I can actually sit down and listen. Another way is a good way is to stare right into the flame of a candle.
Yes, that's where I started.
Doing that.
That's what, where I started, yeah.
Is it? Yeah. Yes, because I find that very relaxing, and I find the angels love when you light candles. Mm-hmm. You can also have beautiful flowers around you and stare into the flowers and talk to the flowers and get your mind to ease down that way. Those are some of the suggestions. Some people find it, they need to write it out, get everything on their mind out on paper, and then they can sit and relax and be open to hearing the messages.
Yeah. Now, you know where I always get my messages starting is first thing in the morning while I'm in the shower.
Yeah.
I will, if my grandfather wants to connect with me, I start singing Amazing Grace.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's how he tells me he's with me, and good job, Susie. This is kind of our little thing. And with, you know, I know when Rocky's with me, you know, I see the other dogs start wagging their tail, or I'll feel a tingling or a pressure on my feet. But I find when I start singing different songs, and I'm not a singer, folks, trust me, I do not walk around singing in our house because everyone says, get the masking tape out, Mom's singing again. So, I'm not one to be walking around, so it just channels out of me. That's what happens.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you, what do you feel that people need to do to connect with their deceased loved ones? We've talked about going out for walks. Is there anything more you want to add to that?
Well, they can put on their favorite music. That's a good way to entice their loved ones to come. Mm-hmm. Is to play the music. They can also their fragrances, whether it be a cologne or a perfume that the person wore.
Mm-hmm.
Their favorite, sometimes even just serving like the favorite meal and sitting down and eating slowly and reflecting as if that person was across the table from them is another way to entice their presence.
Yeah, good point. And you know, some people have said to me, oh, I have to go back to where we used to live. But that's not the case.
It's not always the case. If it makes people feel like a connection that they have, then that's fine. Mm-hmm. I also really encourage people to start new traditions.
Yes.
And to move on with your life and not make it all about, making it the deceased loved one as if the deceased loved one was there and that's how you live your life. You need to move on.
That's
good.
So
perhaps like what you're doing with your mission is absolutely fantastic with the foundation. And maybe they want to volunteer their time helping serve a Christmas meal at a food bank or visit a senior's home and talk to the residents, like when you used to take Rocky in and it was so helpful to all of the people. Or attend functions at a local church and get involved in singing carols and being a part of their potluck dinners. Those kinds of things where you're moving on to a new life because that's what your loved ones and your angels would like you to do. They want you to be happy.
Well, and you know what, like, I know when my grandfather passed over, it was horrific for me. He was like my best friend. He actually was the one that stopped me in the tunnel when I had the near-death experience and said, Susie, you need to go back. You've got millions of people to help and animals. And when he passed over, I was devastated beyond. It was like the end of the world for me. And as I started, you know, doing the things that you're saying and connecting with him, I found our relationship grew to a different level, I guess you could say, that I still had him as my best friend, but he was like my protector and my guider now. And you know, I was able to move on. And this is what I want to point out to people from my personal experiences, that they are still with you, but they're there in a different way. And they're there now. They'll give you clues on what to do next with your life. And it's just amazing how my grandfather led me to my husband that I'm with now. And my grandfather's name was Ross. And my husband's name is Ross.
That's
and my husband's grandmother's name was Susie, and she led Ross to me, and my name is like Susie or Sue, right? So our grandparents really led us together. So maybe, you know, there's something that what I've said there will help some of you through the challenges that, you know, you might be faced with now. Joyce, I want to ask you, can people place things around their home to entice angels and deceased loved ones to join them?
Yes, and especially flowers. I find that
flowers?
The favorite flowers of the deceased person.
Okay.
Or if they want angels to come in at all, flowers are great. So invoking angels around the home, have flowers, have candles, have pleasant fragrances, play soft classical music, and have brightly lit rooms.
Okay.
They love all of that. It's like setting them up and welcoming them in.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know what happens with me, and Joyce, you know me, but I have to share this with our listeners. Chris, you're going to think I'm really nuts now.
Too late for that.
Yeah, that's right. I thought that was coming too. I always set myself up with this guy. What happens for me when I'm going to start working with someone new in any way, what happens is I'll wake up in the middle of the night being poked at the side. And it's not one of my dogs and it's not my husband. And it's normally an angel of someone who I'm going to work with that they're preparing me on what I have to do to help this person. So that leads me, Joyce, to my next point that I think we need to bring out is that, you know, we don't always hear them as words like you and I are talking. There's so many other ways that we can know that they're connecting in the way it can be through our thoughts, right?
Yes.
Do you want to kind of add to that?
Yes, there are different ways that the angels will connect with you. And one is through words like that are visions, and that's the clairvoyance. Mm-hmm. The clairaudience is what you hear. You'll hear things coming. Angels will come in. If I'm doing a reading, they'll come in on the right side, my right ear. And that's when I can tell it's the deceased loved ones. As far as claircognizance, that is the clear thinking. So all of a sudden, you'll just know that something is the right thing to do. And it'll come out of nowhere, and it's positive, and it's loving. And the other is you'll also get a gut feeling, and then you'll know, oh, I just feel that that's the right thing to do, or it'll clench, and that tells you that maybe if you've walked into the room and your stomach tightens up, it's not the right atmosphere for you.
And very quick, that makes me think of something. I was asleep on a Sunday, and I don't get many days off, but there was someplace important I had to be, and I think it was a church service for a lost relative that had recently passed away. And I was kind of dozing off. It was a Sunday morning, and this has happened more than once, and I didn't have any alarm clock set or anything, but I heard this familiar voice, and I couldn't put my finger on it, say, "Chris," like very faintly in the background, and that woke me right up, and I can't explain it.
That's interesting.
Look, my friend, you had a growing experience. I'm so excited for you.
And well, I didn't really think about it until now.
Yeah.
There you go. See, Joyce, we got through to this boy.
Actually, it's very neat because as I'm listening, I'm very excited about that because I almost feel that that's a breakthrough for you, Chris, as a starting of acknowledgments of how angels and spirits may be trying to reach you and that you will be more open to listening to how they're trying to connect with you.
Yeah.
Well, they definitely do it verbally, I figured out.
Yeah, you're verbally, and I hear it in my mind and stuff like that. Now, Joyce, we've only got about 30 seconds left to the interview. It's gone so fast. What words of inspiration do you want to leave with the listeners?
I just would love to leave with the listeners to know that you are never alone, and you have a lot of spirit companions with you from deceased loved ones and spirits and archangels. And also you have a lot of loving people on earth that are here to love and support you and to treat yourself very gently and lovingly this holiday season and balance your mind, body, and spirit.
Well, my friend, I am so grateful to have you on the show today with us. I want you to know you hold a special place in my heart, and you always will.
Thanks.
And I want to wish you all the best holiday season and a very blessed 2012.
Thank you, Sue.
Folks,
thank you, Chris.
Thank you, too.
Folks, you can learn more about Joyce Hansen and her book, Magical Encounters with Archangel Michael, at classactconnections.com. Now, this is Sue London with Get Inspired Radio. We're going to take a quick break. And when we return, I'm going to share some final words of inspiration on what the holiday season means to me. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit annwithanetaylor.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Saskia Rowell came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
On Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I wanted to take this part of the show now to share my thoughts about what the holiday season truly means to me. Folks, in my life, I've overcome illness, abuse, Crohn's disease, divorce, and near death. For me, the holiday season has such strong feelings of gratitude. Let me tell you why. In 1992, when I was pregnant with my second daughter, I was given a choice. My weight had gone down to just 80 pounds, and the doctor said to me that I had to make a choice, that I wasn't going to live. So he wanted me to choose either my life or my baby's life. Crohn's disease had flared up. I made the choice, and I fired the doctor. And the new doctor prescribed my dog, Rocky, to come down to the hospital and, you know, do a visit. Rocky went on to do pet therapy, and I went on to deliver a beautiful, healthy baby girl. The holidays hold such meaning for me with this baby girl because I look back and I reflect at every holiday season and every birthday and whatever comes along, graduations. And I'm so grateful that I made that choice. In 1996, again, I had challenges with my health and my intestine burst, and I was given just 30 minutes to live. I even had a near-death experience this time. Going to that white light, it really brought awareness to me on what was truly important in my life. When I came back, I was so grateful, and all that really mattered to me was that I was alive. I was alive to experience life. Just months after that experience, it became the holiday season, and I looked at that holiday season with eyes like I'd never seen before. I focused on the small things that I had missed years before. I focused on watching my children be excited and running around the house and you know, can't wait to open their gifts or, you know, share with their friends what they got. I was excited over seeing how people were, you know, in traffic rushing to get home to their families. I didn't see it as a negative, but I saw it as a positive. I didn't let stress get to me. All I could focus on was that I was alive, and I was grateful to be able to make more memories with my family. Now, the holiday season to me means a time to share love, be grateful, and share special memories that will last a lifetime. In 1998, I experienced my first Christmas alone without a husband or my children. Months earlier, my husband had walked out. Our court order said that he had the children for the first Christmas. I'm going to tell you right now, I will admit it was the most difficult holiday season without my children. But instead of letting the loneliness consume me, I turned to my dog, Rocky, for support. My 14-pound Shih Tzu sensed what I needed, and he gave me unconditional love. He stayed with me by my side. He filled that void of loneliness. If you're alone this holiday season, we shared with you how you can connect with a loved one. But also what you can do is turn your focus to a pet. If you don't have a pet in your home, then go to your local animal shelter, go to a friend's, go to your neighbor's. Share your love with an animal in need. Now, years later, healed from the Crohn's disease, I'm happily remarried to a wonderful man named Ross. I even have so much more to be grateful for. I have a beautiful family of four girls who have picked up some pretty good boyfriends, I must admit. And I have a very adorable five-year-old grandson who's just absolutely the sparkle in my eyes. And we have three amazing dogs that light up my life. Now, years ago when I was in that place of pain and challenges, I thought I would never get better. I thought life was just going to get worse and worse. But I can tell you that things in our life do happen for a reason. We're always in the right place at the right time to meet the right people. I had to experience all that I did so that I would shift to become a person who was positive and grateful. Would I change a thing? Not on your life. All of those challenges made me who I am today. If you're listening to this show and you're struggling, please know that you can change your life. Start off slow, one step, and that's simply becoming grateful. Focus on the small things. Focus on being alive. Focus on the people that are around you. For some of you, it may be just to be grateful that you have a roof over your head or that you're away from an abusive ex-spouse. We all have something to be grateful for in life. Go deep within. You'll find it. I promise you. Now, I want to give you a very quick exercise that you can do. You heard me say to Joyce that, you know, my mind was always going. Well, something that you can do is use all your senses and focus. Focus on a certain spot on the wall. While you're focusing on that, focus on what you hear and then what you see. Sorry, what you smell, and then add in to what you taste, and then what you feel. This exercise is actually on my, when you go to my website and you sign up for the videos, this is one of the techniques that you'll get on there. And for the purpose of time, I can't take you through it right now, but this is an exercise that you can do as long or as short as needed, and you can do it at any place at any time. So I would encourage you to go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, sign up for that free newsletter, and you'll get these videos with these types of exercises that you can do to help yourself cope through the holidays and every day of the year. Now, if you're looking for inspirational reading, check out my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. I shared briefly a little bit about my story, but you can learn the rest of the inspiring story through Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And that book is available through my website, AskSueLondon.com. Now, I want to thank my special guest today, Joyce Hansen. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Next week on Get Inspired Radio, you get to hear me twice on Thursday, December the 29th. On WBLQ 1230 AM radio and on TransformationTalkRadio.com next Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, join me with guest Dr. Mariana Fisher as we help you get on back on track with your eating after the holidays. And join me again on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, with guest Dr. Bernie Siegel as we talk about animals being our teachers and healers. And next Wednesday, December 28th, at 10 a.m. Pacific, that's 1 p.m. Eastern, join me on the Dr. Pat Show. I'll be filling the host seat while Dr. Pat's on holidays. That show can be heard through the station KKNW out of Seattle, Washington, and heard online at TransformationTalkRadio.com. And my guest that day is going to be Gloria Messenger, and the topic is You're Not Alone. You're going to learn how your angels guide you, and they're going to send you signs. And we're going to talk about how your birthday and your name has meanings for that. Now, on behalf of my guest, Joyce Hansen, and all the staff here at WBLQ 1230 AM Radio and Transformation Talk Radio Network, and my very special producer, Chris DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you a very happy holiday season and all the very best for 2012. I look forward to inspiring you again next week. Happy holidays, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.